Welcome back, and today we're diving into a really powerful drum and bass move, top loop offset editing in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those techniques that can take a break loop from sounding functional to sounding alive, characterful, and properly tune-ready. We're aiming for that sweet spot where modern punch meets vintage soul, so the loop still slaps on a big system, but it also carries that jungle and old-school pressure that makes the groove feel human. Now, when I say top loop, I mean the high-end percussion layer of the break. Hats. Shuffles, ghost notes, rides, little bits of texture, that kind of thing. What we are not doing here is stuffing the low end with extra junk. The top loop should bring movement, attitude, and energy, without fighting the sub or stepping on the snare. And that snare is important. A great way to think about this lesson is, use the snare as your anchor, not the hats. If the snare feels locked and powerful, then the rest of the loop can lean slightly forward or slightly behind and still feel intentional. That's where the magic starts. So let's begin with source selection. Pick a break or top loop that already has some personality. Dusty hats, shuffled ghost notes, a broken ride pattern. Even a loop with a little bit of room noise can work beautifully. In Ableton, you can drop this onto an audio track or into Simpler if you want to chop it up further. Set the warp mode based on the material. If it's a break-heavy loop, beats mode is usually a strong starting point. If it's more tonal and washed, you can try Complex Pro, but keep it subtle. And if the loop is already tight and percussive, repitch can give you a more old-school flavor. Before you get fancy, clean the loop up. Use EQ8 early in the chain and high-pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. That gets the low rumble and tom energy out of the way so the loop can stay in its lane. If there's harshness, maybe a little bite around 3.5 to 5.5 kHz, you can notch that down. And if the loop needs a bit of sheen later, you can add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. But don't boost too early if the source is already bright. We want clarity, not icy pain. Now here comes the real heart of the lesson. Offsetting the loop in a musical way. The key is not random looseness. It's controlled timing contrast. Think in layers of timing, not one perfect offset. You might keep one element stable, maybe the snare or the main backbeat, while smaller hats and ghost hits lean slightly ahead or slightly behind. A really effective method in Ableton is to duplicate the loop to two tracks. Let track A be your main version, the one that holds the core groove. Then on track B, shift the clip slightly using the start marker, warp markers, or a different slice pattern, and mute a few hits so it doesn't just sound like a copy. Blend that second layer underneath at a low level. What you get is a groove that feels more performed, more alive, and a little less loop-packed sterile. For old-school and jungle-inspired movement, tiny offsets matter. You can pull some ghost hats 5 to 15 milliseconds early to add urgency. You can push a few off-beat top hits 10 to 25 milliseconds late to create bounce. But be careful. If you offset everything, the groove stops feeling human and just starts feeling messy. Leave a spine in place. Usually the snare is the best reference point. Once the timing feels good, shape the transients. This is where drum bus is extremely useful. On a top loop, you usually want just enough drive and transient emphasis to make the hats snap and the break cut through. Try drive in the 3 to 10% range, and move transient up somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20 depending on the source. Keep boom very low or off, because you don't want to build extra low-end clutter in a top loop. If the loop gets too sharp, use damp to smooth it out, or back off the transient amount a touch. If the loop still feels too peaky, a compressor can help glue it in a more controlled way. Fast attack, medium release, a moderate ratio, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. We're not trying to crush the life out of it. We are trying to keep it punchy, balanced, and loudness friendly. Now for the vintage soul part. This is where you add grit, warmth, and a bit of age. Saturator is the easiest place to start. Soft clip on, a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and let the harmonic content thicken the loop. If you want a more aggressive color, roar can do a lot, but use it carefully. Redux is another great option if you want that sampler rear edge, but tiny amounts go a long way. A little bit of bit reduction or downsample texture can instantly make the loop feel more broken in and less pristine. And here's a really good teacher move. Commit early if the loop is fighting you. Freeze and flatten, resample, or record the processed loop to audio. Then re-import it. This locks in the feel, which is especially useful when you're working toward a final DNB master. It also stops you from endlessly tweaking one tiny detail while ignoring the bigger picture. Next, bring in the groove. Ableton's groove pool is a secret weapon for this style. A subtle swing can make the whole loop breathe with the bassline and the snare. You do not want to overdo it. Usually timing influence around 10 to 30% is plenty. Random should stay very low, and velocity only needs a light touch if you want the dynamics to speak more clearly. Apply the groove selectively. Keep the anchor hit steady, and let the hats and ghost notes carry most of the movement. Once the loop is grooving, think in phrases. 4-bar or 8-bar structure is your friend here. Maybe the first 2 bars are the full loop. Then bar 3 pulls back a few hats to make room. Bar 4 adds a little fill or a reverse tail. On the next phrase, change the offset pattern slightly, or swap in a dirtier variation. This is how you keep the listener engaged without needing a whole new drum pattern every few bars. That's a big lesson in DNB arrangement. Small changes create big energy. A top loop doesn't need to shout. It just needs to evolve. Now let's talk bus processing, because we're also thinking like mixers and mastering engineers here. If this top loop is part of a full drum group, route it into a drum bus with a kick and snare. Then keep the bus disciplined. Use EQ 8 to remove unnecessary low end. Use glue compressor gently, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of reduction, to keep the drums feeling like one unit. Add saturation only if it helps the body of the drums, and leave the limiter as a safety net, not a loudness weapon. This matters, because a top loop can be deceptively dangerous in the master chain. If it has too many sharp peaks, too much top-end energy, or too much random movement, it can cause the limiter to work harder than it should. That can make the whole track feel harsh or smaller when pushed loud. So keep your master chain honest. If the loop only sounds good after heavy limiting, it probably needs cleaning up earlier in the chain. One really useful check is to audition the loop with sub-bass and mid-bass playing. Soloing the loop is not enough. A top loop can sound incredible by itself and still wreck the drop when the bass enters. So listen in context. Ask yourself, is it masking the snare? Is it making the limiter react too much? Is it still tight in mono? If it's crowded, pull the loop back by 1 to 3 dB, or sidechain it lightly to the kick or snare. Utility is also your friend for checking width and mono compatibility. For darker and heavier DNB, there are some extra tricks that work beautifully. You can layer a second top loop very quietly, high-passed hard, just to add extra air and menace. You can use a short room reverb on a send to give the break a little space without washing out the attack. You can automate a narrow boost around 7 to 9 kHz before a fill to create a brief flash of tension, then cut it back. And if you want that broken, ghostly jungle movement, resample the loop after saturation and reverse tiny fragments for texture. A strong variation idea is to make 2 offset versions of the same loop, one with early hats, one with late shuffles. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars. That gives the feeling of a performed drum part, without losing the identity of the loop. Another great move is call and response. Use a busier version at the start of the phrase, then an open version at the end so the bass can breathe. Here's a quick way to practice this right now. Pick 1 1-bar or 2-bar top loop. Duplicate it onto 2 tracks. Offset the second copy by a few milliseconds. High pass both around 180 to 220 Hz. Put drum boss on the group and add a bit of transient. Follow that with light saturation. Then build a 4-bar loop and mute a few hits on bar 4. Finally, test it against a sub drone and a simple reese. If it feels lively, controlled, and not too crowded, you're on the right track. If it feels stiff, adjust the timing. If it feels harsh, tame the top end. If it feels messy, bring back the snare as your reference point. The big takeaway is this. Top loop offset is about controlled imperfection. You are not just shifting audio around for the sake of it. You are sculpting groove, making room for the bass, preserving punch, and adding that vintage human-machine tension that makes jungle and old-school DNB so addictive. So remember the formula. Clean the source. Offset with intention. Shape the transients. Add character with saturation. Groove it subtly. Check it in context. And keep the loop evolving across the arrangement. Do that, and your top loop will not just sit in the drop, it will drive it. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter, more performance-style voiceover script, or a step-by-step lesson script with cue points for each section.